The Lord bless you, dear family. It's July the 9th, 2015, and the Lord is sort of picking up where he left off last night about CERN. And I wanted to mention one of our listeners posted a link to a short YouTube on CERN, and there were several things there that were very interesting to me that I hadn't picked up on before. For one, they talked about a wall, a point where the whole other dimension is being held in place and held back by this wall. We call it the veil as Christians, the veil that separates us from the other dimension. And they call it the wall, and that they're trying to destroy this wall. And the Lord addressed that tonight, along with a few other things which I might be able to insert here and there as I remember them from the video. And the video is posted on the last message underneath the comments. Okay, so after I had been in worship for a while, the Lord directed me to be still and quiet, that he wanted to speak to me. And he said, yes, I wanted to talk to you about the Hadron Collider, because this technology is being used widely in different places each time they want to start a war. The reason the riots never happened in South Carolina is because the people turned to God. They saw through the plot to incite anarchy and refused to cooperate. When they turned to me, I put a stop to the energies being used to provoke them. In case you don't know about what was going on in South Carolina, the shooting in the church, a slaughter in the church, a black church in South Carolina, and then the burning of black churches all over South Carolina. Claire, this machinery has been used time and time again all over the world to instill the worst bitter hatred and urge to kill. It is standard operating procedure. But you see, when a people is steeped in me, when they turn to me, it no longer works. And may I say, they may increase their attack tenfold, and I will foil it elevenfold. I will not permit the people to be tested beyond their capacity to withstand the temptation. I will provide a way out. That is my promise, and I will keep it. The wisdom and solidarity the people showed put an end to what could have been a statewide bloodbath of riots provoking martial law. This is the challenge now. These kinds of civil incitements will increase, and unless the people turn to me, they will fall prey to the schemes of evil men and women. What I am teaching our YouTube family is all they really need to know. I love them. How to love me back, and how to stay in that relationship of love between us. What the powers behind the collider are trying to do, basically, is to reduce people to an animal mentality turned against itself until they kill one another and no one's left. But I will never, ever allow them to be overwhelmed if they turn to me. That is why the enemy is trying to find a way to cut off the mind, that portion of the brain that communicates with me most clearly. What they do not understand is that I am omnipotent. They cannot stop my communing with the soul. I will override their every attempt to cut the soul off from me. As it is written, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all the day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, nor the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So here the Lord is quoting scripture, and I don't think that's the best version of it. I like principalities and powers better. And for your sake, we're facing death all the day long. Well, that's all over the world now, considered as being sheep to be slaughtered for the Christians that are being slaughtered all over the world. In any case, the Lord continued, that word is written, and that word stands, and nothing shall be able to defy it. Who is it that thinks they can destroy what I have created? The prince of demons? His very existence depends on my sustaining energy. His days are numbered, and he knows it. What he could not do in his demon kingdom, he has enlisted foolish men to accomplish for him. But God shall not be mocked. They may dissemble. I will reassemble. As an aside here, as he was saying that, I saw a particle being taken out of the wall, as they call it, so that it would disintegrate. And I saw it pop right back in like it was attached by rubber cement. No matter how hard they tried, they simply could not overpower God's plan. It was really quite humorous, all these men in white smocks being so brilliant and trying to pull this out of the wall to cause it to disintegrate. And every time they pulled something, it just snapped right back into place. And the Lord continued, I will intervene again and again and again. They are wasting their time, and Satan is amusing himself with their efforts, hoping that somehow, if he keeps feeding them technology, they will hit upon it. But he knows his time is short, and I have all the time in the world to play this game while I'm putting the finishing touches on my brides. Oh, my beautiful ones, don't you see I'm leading you? The one thing that holds this universe in place is my love. Should I cease to love, nothing and no one would exist. The entire creation would implode and cease to be. And that particle of love I've sown in your hearts is the key to remaining stable when these weapons are used against you. When you feel the almost uncontrollable urge to hate, fight, and fall into this trap, recall my love to your mind. Recall my face. Lock into my love, for I'm there in that crucial moment, truly there in that crucial moment, to strengthen you and foil the attack of the enemy to bring your demise. Now, before I go on, I just want to mention one of the things that was talked about in this film. The scientist was being interviewed, and he said that he took part in an experiment as a Christian where he was subjected to the kind of mind control and the energies of the dark side in I guess, in an isolated environment. And he said that it took every strength of every bit of his willpower to resist his flesh, to freak out. Took everything he had not to react. And he tried so many different things. He couldn't remember the promises of God or scripture or whatever. He said the one thing that worked was the Lord's love. The minute he focused on the love Jesus had for him, that very moment, all the temptations stopped. So this is, believe it or not, love is a high-tech weapon. This is an amazing, amazing thing. These evil forces that are unleashed to cause rioting and all other kinds of anarchy and disorder can be overcome by love. And, you know, that example in South Carolina is amazing because there they are, overcoming by love. Blacks and whites together, solidarity, overcoming the temptation to murder each other because of love, because the Lord has given it into their hands through that one particle of love that lives in each of us. The Lord continued here with something that is extremely important, something I have seen over and over again. It's a false teaching that is in the churches, it's in worship songs, it's everywhere. And it really, really needs to be exposed, and we really need to get our minds wrapped around the truth. And this is what he said. One thing I must address in my family. I live in you. You do not have to search for me in heaven or on earth. I'm living inside of you all the time. Do not confuse seeing me with my being present to you. I'm always, always, always present to you right there inside of you. I am. That I have come down from heaven to manifest is a false teaching. I can manifest any way and at any time I want to, right before your very eyes. Many times in a service I will choose to manifest in front of the congregation, but every person present has me residing within them. That's why you are so powerful to overcome the enemy. I have not left you orphans. Not for one second. I dwell within you continually. So when you see me, it's not because I came from heaven to visit you. It's because I manifested my all-the-time presence to your spiritual eyes in that moment of time. I want to say that again because that can be a little confusing. So when you see me, it's not because I came down from heaven to visit you. It's because I manifested my all-the-time presence in you to your spiritual eyes in that moment of time. So stop considering me a faraway God. Speak with me in your heart where I dwell. Then the Lord went on. He said, I want to return to the collider. All over the world, these instruments of destruction are being manufactured. And their small-scale mini-weapons. As you observe more and more countries fall under the raging influence of these machines, remember, love conquers all. With love, that one particle I put in you will arrest the entire wave of violence when we stand together. What is coming on this world is an unprecedented wave of crime and violence stirred up by these evil creatures. And not the least of which is the scientific community, which is devoid of a conscience. In very fact, many are inhabited by demonic entities, fallen angels, and are orchestrating the demise of humanity under the innocent guise of scientific exploration and discovery to benefit humankind, so they say. Lies, lies, lies. So many lies. The one thing Satan does well is to lie, and these men have been duped, almost to the point of no return. But what I want to make clear here is what I've told you all along. Love conquers all, even the elites in science and technology. Love easily conquers them as well. So I'm calling for my people to get it solid in their heads. I live and breathe and move in you. And in me, you live and move and breathe. Your prayers are heard as you utter them. There is no delay. I'm immediately aware. And furthermore, I know ahead of time what you will pray. I am so ready for your prayers. I am so present to you. And nothing can conquer the soul who has chosen to live for me. So I do not wish for you to be afraid of these things. No, take authority with my name over these things, and especially take authority over your own flesh. Take authority over your tendency to retaliate, to grow angry, bitter, resentful. These are the things that will conquer you. Not some alien technology. I've given this into your hands. It is the very power of love. So now you must use it. How, you say? By choosing to love over hate? By choosing to forgive over retaliate? By choosing to give over selfishness? At every turn you are tested. Every day in your responses, you are given a chance to grow in love. And because love conquers all, This is no coincidence. I'm training you in the love response. Some of you will be taken and others will stay. Love is the only way the left behind ones will conquer evil. They may take your body, but they will never get your soul. The edge for the enemy are the soulless bodies that will collect at that great battlefield. Those who will be destroyed for the most part will not be human with a soul. Rather, they'll be synthetic soldiers, not of God's origin, rather manufactured, just like dolls, except with technology that is far superior and ties into the human makeup. These will be inhabited by demons. You see, there's so much you do not understand about the early days of the Old Testament, when the order was given to destroy men, women, children, and animals. The demonic infestation in even what looked like an innocent child was horrendous. Even the animals were polluted and impure. Entire societies had been corrupted to the point of no return. And when an Israelite married out of this stock, it corrupted everything about them, but especially the God connection, which had deliberately been suppressed in breeding. When you trace back the truly evil ones in history, you will discover somewhere in their lineage those who mated with demons. My children, I've instructed you this day, choose love over hate, and never will you be conquered. Now is the time to exercise that virtue like never before. Each day, I say to you again, choose love over hatred. Do not compromise with the enemy. Conquer him by love. Of course, I'm imparting to you now the wisdom and restraint to be free enough to choose what is right. It is the choice of your will. I will back it up with my grace, always and everywhere. Now you know. Happy will you be if you put into practice what you have learned.